Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to remember the good old days in the long distant past. I mean, way back in the mists of time, in an earlier era, when Joe Biden promised to bring folks together. Remember that? There's actually a terrific new ad for the Republican National Committee invoking those days when Joe Biden talked about national unity. And it's one of the reasons I think he won the election, because he promised to be a more unifying figure than President Trump. Has that worked out? Well, the Democrats are certainly not behaving that way. They're talking about the idea that even minor changes, and they really are minor changes, about election procedures amount to an assault on democracy. That was a phrase the president himself used, and it's wildly irresponsible. One of the things that I despise, and particularly in politics, but really in all facets of life, is wolf crying. Is basically saying, oh no, this is the end of things. We're all doomed. It's terrible. Because this is one of the reasons that the American people, and so many of them, remain skeptical about some of the aspects, reasonable aspects, of responding to COVID-19. Because they've heard so many people in establishment positions saying this is the end of things as we know it. I mean, you remember when AIDS was first a factor? And I'm not saying AIDS wasn't a serious matter. And yes, it killed millions of people if you count around the world, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. But the idea that I remember Oprah Winfrey did a show where she predicted that there would be 3 million Americans who died of heterosexual AIDS that was transmitted through heterosexual sex. And she was wrong by a factor of more than 1,000 to 1, at least 1,000 to 1, and probably more than that. The idea of hysteria about minor adjustments in voting laws leads people to a form of public insanity. Take, for instance, the former member of the House, failed presidential candidate, failed Senate candidate, Beto O'Rourke. And he was on MSNBC, of course, and he was referring to President Biden and Democrats in Washington following the glorious example of Democrats in Texas. What had the Democrats in Texas done? They were so upset about the voting reform law, the voting overhaul that the Republicans had passed in the state of Texas in the Senate, and they were going to pass it in the House, and they had a majority to do it, so they blocked it the only way they could, though this isn't over yet, because there's going to be a special session called by Governor Abbott. But in any event, they had blocked the voting overhaul by walking out close to midnight. Just going home. And Beto thinks that would be a great idea for the Democrats on Capitol Hill. This is clip 4. Listen.
I want the Senate Democrats and President Biden to take a page from the Texas House Democrats, from Jessica Gonzalez, Rafael Anchia, Nicole Collier. They're in the minority, and yet they were able to stop this awful voter suppression bill in Texas. Democrats in the U.S. Senate are in the majority. And let's be very clear about what Republicans want to do. Not only do they not want to investigate the January 6th insurrection where 5 people, including a Capitol Police officer, were killed, they want to roll back the right to vote in almost every single state in this country.
Okay, they don't want to roll back the right to vote, and nor are they trying to block every investigation. You know, there are already 7 investigations, 5 in the House, 2 in the Senate, plus 4 more, that's a total of 11, going on about what happened on January 6th. And by the way, Beto, I know he speaks with great passion and conviction and all that, but what he's saying here is completely brain dead. No, it really is completely brain dead. Let me explain to you why. They had a majority ready to go, and they were able to stop it, the Democrats, by walking out. Now, they are a majority in the U.S. Senate. They are a majority in the U.S. House, and they're a majority in the Senate only because of that one vote of Kamala Harris. But the point is, okay, what is it that they're trying to stop right now that the Republicans are pushing? Republicans can't push anything that the Democrats need to walk out in order to stop. If they walked out, all it would stop would be the Biden agenda, which I suspect Beto O'Rourke supports, or at least mostly. And the idea that the Republican bill in Texas or the Republican bill in Georgia or the Republican bill in Florida is basically attempting to deprive people of voter rights. Which voter rights? There's no fundamental voter right to being able to cast a ballot by mail. I happen to like mail-in ballots. I think that's a good way of doing things. I do not believe that you should be rolling them back. But by the way, none of these bills do. In other words, what many states have, including Delaware, is if you want an absentee ballot, if you want to vote by mail, you have to give an excuse. You have to say, oh, I'm going to be out of state, or I'm handicapped, or I can't make it. You have to give an excuse for an absentee ballot. And that's in Delaware, Joe Biden's own state. Why is it a deprivation of some kind of fundamental voting right to scale back absentee ballots? And again, the Democrats, well, listen to Matthew Dowd, former pollster, I believe a former Republican. He was on MSNBC. And he believed this question about how long polling places would be open for early voting. And by the way, they're not taking away early voting in the state of Texas. You still have 2 weeks of early voting to help more people vote. But here is the way he described the crisis we are allegedly facing right now. Clip five.
Texas watched Georgia and Arizona, and the Texas GOP said, hold my shiner bop. We got more to do. And it's just a complete movement down away from democracy. But this is as clear an example of another step towards autocracy and another step away from democracy. And you know I've said this many times with you over the last month. I think Joe Biden's heart's in the right place. I don't think much of the leadership of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden is doing near enough. This is the fundamental issue of our time. It's probably been the fundamental issue since Abraham Lincoln got elected.
Okay, I'm just letting that settle in for a moment. Please think about this is the most fundamental issue since Abraham Lincoln got elected. Abraham Lincoln got elected at a time when the Union was facing breakup. We had 11 states that had voted to leave the Union. Actually, some of that was during the period that he between his election and him taking office. That's pretty fundamental. There's a discussion about the extension of slavery and the permanent existence of slavery. That's pretty fundamental. What is so bloody fundamental about, you know, one of the things they're screaming about the Texas law is that in early voting, they're saying that the polling places would not be open at 9 o'clock. They would be open at 1 p.m. And they say that this is racist because a number of black Democrats have had programs called Soul to the Polls, where people come in to church and then they're supposed to go out and vote and then come back and have church service, so it would be Sunday morning. Does that justify what people are saying about this, about being explicitly racist? I mean, it's just nutty. And we'll get to that. There's actually a member of Congress who says that the Texas voting bill is so explicitly discriminatory that it's embarrassing. How? How is it discriminatory? It counts all votes equally. And basically gives us right to vote the same people who always had it. U.S. citizens. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the fundamental issue of our time. Honestly, when you're talking about how many different drop boxes you are going to have for mail-in ballots for early voting in the voting procedures and state by state, I mean, Colin Allred is a former professional football player. He played for the Baylor Bears in college, and then he played for the Tennessee Titans. Now he's playing for, I don't know what. He's a member of Congress from Texas, and this is clip 11. He went on MSNBC and joined the chorus of the most fundamental issue of our time, an assault on democracy, the end of democracy, the move toward autocracy. I mean, really? Here is Congressman Allred. Listen.
Well, when you're talking about moving back Sunday early morning voting, which that's been a tradition in Texas for years, and every single day of early voting, you can vote in the morning. But all of a sudden on Sunday, you can't go vote till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or you can vote between 1 and 9 in the afternoon. That's so clearly aimed at souls to the polls and trying to stop black voters from going to church, as we've done, you know, it's one of the few institutions that the black community has had for so long, from going to church, you know, talking and going together to the polling place, which is a tradition in the black community that is explicitly targeting black voters. But they're also targeting, you know, other types of assistance for voters who maybe English isn't their first language, trying to make it easier for partisan poll watchers in polling places to harass them. I mean, honestly, this bill is so explicitly discriminatory that it's embarrassing. We often in voting rights, and I was a voting rights lawyer before I came to Congress, we often see these things that are a little bit nebulous. It's hard to say. This is not one of those bills. This is extremely explicit.
Okay. He needs to understand what explicit means is you say it explicitly. He might think it is implicitly discriminatory, that it implies discrimination. I understand he could say that, but explicit would mean basically we won't count the votes of black people. And the idea that souls to the polls, when asked to justify that change, changing the hours for Sunday voting from morning hours to evening hours, from 1 to 9 o'clock, what they're saying, at least the Republican sponsors of this bill, is that this is because there are a lot of people who want to go to church and put that ahead of even going to the polls. But for goodness sake, to begin to say that this is a fundamental attack on human rights, or there's this from Keith Oberman. Basically, Keith Oberman, who's trying to rebuild his career after lots of personal difficulties, now is attacking the Republicans for not just a naked attempt to overthrow the government, but basically for banning the teaching of slavery. Listen, this is clip 9.
Daily, the Republicans undermine democracy and prepare their cult members for violence and fascism. Thus, we who believe in representative government in this country must recognize and use the weapons we have to defend this country. And that must include defense at the state and private level. Literally under the cloak of overnight darkness, the state of Texas passed legislation that outlaws the teaching of the history of racism in this country and the teaching of current events. Nothing more controversial than the 13th Amendment to ban slavery. Nothing more recent than the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Texas is also going to close polling locations in Democratic districts and restrict abortions to the time before most women even know they are pregnant. Republican-dominated states attempting to rewrite federal law or Supreme Court verdicts or the basic right of every American to vote must suffer twice as much as they try to make the rest of the country suffer. The Republicans are lost. They are committed to Trumpism. They are committed to refusing all election outcomes they do not like. They are committed to violence.
They are committed to violence? Really? This is outrageous stuff, and he says that Republicans want to outlaw the teaching of slavery. There is absolutely no bill in any state where the teaching of slavery is supposed to be outlawed. And basically, I'll give you an example. In Ohio, the Republicans of the General Assembly, and this is coverage from the New York Times, and they don't like it. They don't hate it as much as Keith Oberman, but they acknowledge in Ohio, Republicans in the General Assembly introduced a bill last week to ban teaching that any individual is inherently racist, that's in quotes, that any individual bears personal responsibility for actions committed in the past by the same race or sex, or that the advent of slavery, quote, constitutes the true founding of the United States. And look, basically what it's a reference to is the New York Times' own 1619 project. And here's how they sum it up. The New York Times. Some of the discussion about education, they write, has been fueled by the 1619 project developed by the New York Times magazine, which argues that, quote, the country's very origin traces to when the first ship carrying enslaved people touched Virginia's shore that year. Quote, out of slavery and the anti-black racism it required grew nearly everything that has truly made America exceptional. Everything that's made us exceptional has grown out of slavery? Really? Slavery is the correct... See, part of what is so obnoxious about this whole emphasis on the idea of slavery as America's original sin is the idea that America originated slavery. Slavery was universal. There's actually a response to all of this that I think is very effective. And it's one of the reasons that there is a new piece in Politico about, actually, I'm sorry, it's at NBC. And it's about how Trump is likely to make a comeback in 2024. And they list the various other candidates who are positioning themselves, some of whom may even dare to run against Trump if he makes the race. But when they list potential candidates, they list, of course, Nikki Haley and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas and maybe Ted Cruz and maybe Marco Rubio. And they list Mike Pompeo, who is likely to make the race. The one name they don't mention is the one name that I believe could make the strongest race, at least at the moment. That's my impression. That's Tim Scott. Tim Scott just cut a new ad for the RNC that I think indicates why he would be such an effective Republican candidate. We will get to that. We will also get to another non-Republican who actually is making a lot of sense on TV. Who am I talking about? Bill Maher, who apparently was recovered from COVID-19. It's worth hearing. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 60% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America is headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer, a summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. an all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember how Joe Biden was going to bring us together? This is before you have people who are at least putatively his supporters saying that the fundamental issue of our time is some relatively minor voting overhauls in various states, or saying that that Republicans are engaged in undermining democracy or denying the right to vote of black voters. Tim Scott, who is one of the great U.S. senators, he's so reasonable and so persuasive that the Republican National Committee asked him to cut an ad for them, and it's an effective ad. And yes, of course, it is helped by the fact that Tim Scott is somebody who worked his way up against the odds from being raised by a single black mother who was facing real financial difficulty. But here is what he said in his new ad for the Republican National Committee, clip 13.
A president who promised to bring us together should not be pushing agendas that tear us apart. Our best future will not come from Washington schemes or socialist dreams. It will come from you, the American people. We are not adversaries. We are family. I am confident that our finest hour is yet to come.
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay. Short, sweet, appropriate, and a very, very different message than you get from... One more. We just have to do it. It's Representative Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey. He's speaking in an interview with The Hill. This is clip 3. And here's what he had to say about the Republican voting bills. It's astonishing.
The moves they've made to actually take away people's rights and make it harder for people to vote is, to me, totally an un-American move. And I think this is where things like the John Lewis Voting Rights Act work has to go forward. We've got to find a path to that, to actually say, which we used to say, if a state wants to try to change voting laws and undermine the vote, then the federal government should get involved. I mean, this is back to the basics of voting protection and democracy in our country.
This is unbelievable. The federal government has to get involved. Under the Constitution, the states set up their own voting procedures. And I don't think there's a single court in the land, no, not even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that would find that any of these voting bills violated the 14th Amendment and their guarantee, the guarantee under the 14th Amendment of equal protection of the laws. Okay, speaking of equal protection of the laws, there is still something like free speech in Hollywood. And given the fact that Bill Maher is very much part of Hollywood, he's back on his show this last Friday night. He was on with Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, who's been deeply, deeply critical of Israel and of public support for Israel. And this is what some of their exchange sounded like. Clip 14A.
Well, Gaza fired 4,000 rockets into Israel. What would you say Israel should have done instead of what they did?
So,
I mean,
international lawyers are pretty clear that they have a right to defend themselves. They have a right to respond at military targets. But there was a sense that the response was probably a war crime because it did not sufficiently avoid civilian casualties.
But they purposely put the rockets in civilian places. That's their strategy.
Well, likewise, Israel's defense ministry is in a civilian area. I mean, both sides do this partly because they're crowded countries. I do think that Hamas particularly does this, and I think that's a war crime on the part of Hamas. And clearly, Hamas is engaging in war crimes when it shells.
War is a crime. I mean, it seems like a silly argument when people go to war. I mean, there are certain things that are beyond the pale. This seems like, I mean, it was a normal war. People die in war. It's a horrible thing.
Okay, and then he gives some background on the history of the region. Listen.
This is another thing I've heard in the last couple of weeks, words like occupiers and colonizers and apartheid, which I don't think people understand the history there. The Jews have been in that area of the world since about 1200 B.C., way before the first Muslim or Arab walked the earth, 1,000 years before. I mean, Jerusalem was their capital. Okay, if it's just about who got there first, it's not even close. There have been a continuous Jewish presence. Yes, the Jews were the ones who were occupied by everybody. The Romans took over at some point, and then the Persians and the Byzantines and then the Ottomans. So, yes, there was colonization going on there. Beginning in the 20th, 19th century, they started to return to Palestine, which was never an Arab country. There was never a country called Palestine that was a distinct Arab country.
Okay, absolutely true. And who knows what the future will hold. Then this on Hamas, which is so refreshing to hear somebody in Bill Maher's position talking so clearly and intelligently. This is 14C.
Hamas's charter says they want to wipe out Israel. Their negotiating position is you all die. I mean, first of all, the two-state solution has been on the table a number of times. There could be a Arab capital in East Jerusalem now if Yasser Arafat had accepted that in 2003. He did not. I mean, they have rejected this and went to war time and time again. And, as far as Gaza goes, it's amazing to me that the progressives think that they're being progressive by taking that side of it, the Bella Hadids of the world, these influencers. I just want to say, in February of this year, a Hamas court ruled that an unmarried woman cannot travel in Gaza without the permission of a male guardian. Really? That's where the progressives are. Bella Hadid and her friends would run screaming to Tel Aviv if they had to live in Gaza for one day.
You think Bella Hadid, of course, well-known, and Gigi Hadid, her sister, they are Arab-American, I think they're Arab-American, models and influencers, as they say. Look, you can say, oh, Bill Maher, just another Jewish guy out there defending Israel. Well, no, not really. Bill Maher is half Irish, half Jewish. I believe it's his mother who's Jewish, so he counts officially as somebody who's Jewish. And he's not somebody who is particularly identified with either the Jewish faith or the Israeli cause. But I think talking about a situation like this where it is so obvious that when you suddenly have missiles that are exploding in schools and, yes, killing children and, yes, killing older people and, yes, aimed at civilians, it is very, very different. There is no attempt on the part of the Hamas to concentrate on military targets because they're particularly well protected by Iron Dome. And in fact, Iron Dome has worked out remarkably well. But I find it very refreshing to hear that kind of response. And frankly, Jeremy said, it sounds like me, that's why it's so good, because it's telling the truth. And by the way, it's one of those things when, if Naftali Bennett does become the new Prime Minister of Israel, he will be very well equipped to defend Israel's cause in the court of public opinion, especially given the fact that he has such a broad coalition, including an Islamist Arab party, which, by the way, goes against the whole idea of Israeli apartheid, which has always been ridiculous. No one can give one example of somehow a comparison between the old apartheid system in South Africa and the way that Israeli politics work. For instance, people in South Africa, black people in South Africa, did not have the right to vote. They did not have the right to go to the same beaches or to go to the same movie theaters or restaurants. That is emphatically not the case in Israel. And God willing, things should settle.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Of post-pandemic America getting back to normal is people are putting together summer reading lists, books they mean to take out to the beach or to the lake home or wherever they're going for some kind of summer vacation. And one idea for you is God's Hand on America. You can get a hardcover edition personally inscribed by me, and plus the audiobook, plus an MP3 player to play the audiobook, which is totally complete. It's ideal for summer consumption of some of the most inspiring and startling stories of our history that suggest that America's power, prosperity, and success is not based on either criminality, colonialism, or just happy accidents. There's a plan. Check it out, God's Hand on America, the book bundle, at Medved History Store at a greatly reduced price while supplies last. Speaking of supplies, there is no supply of increasing voices. We played the audio before of a tape made by somebody who's one of the founders of Black Lives Matter in Minnesota, who had walked away from the ugly truth of that organization being anti-family and anti-choice in education. Now there's a TikTok video of a dad and his daughter, African-American family, and they talk some sense about race. Their video has gone viral. Listen.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color. It
doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow. Right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not
and
what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See? This is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not gonna happen. My baby's gonna know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT. Period. Point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. They're good people. They love them.
Okay, we're coming up to Father's Day. Sounds like a Father of the Year candidate, doesn't he? I think it's very welcome. And thank you for that. I'll tell you who else is always welcome is somebody who I know because I know I know the Rileys. That's Jason Riley and his brilliant wife, Naomi Schaefer Riley. They're both columnists for the Wall Street Journal and both prolific authors. And Jason has another just, you must read it, column. And what he says is, he says the political left is much more interested in black suffering than in black accomplishment. But black history is about more than victimization at the hands of whites. It's also about what blacks have achieved, notwithstanding that victimization. And in the first half of the 20th century, long before an expanded welfare state supposedly came to the rescue, blacks accomplished quite a lot. Incomes rose, poverty fell dramatically, and education gaps narrowed. Blacks entered the skilled professions, medicine, law, accounting, engineering, social work, at faster rates in the years preceding the 1960s civil rights legislation than they did in the years afterward. Among racial and ethnic groups rising from similar circumstances, historians have described the rapidity of these gains as unprecedented. Black Tulsa residents of a century ago, writes Jason Riley, would also be shocked to learn that it is no longer racist white vigilantes, but black criminals who pose the bigger threat to safety in black communities. Liberals blame today's disproportionately high black criminality on the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow. But violent crime among blacks declined in the 1940s, then dropped even further in the 1950s. While remaining relatively stable among whites. In other words, blacks living during Jim Crow segregation and much closer to the era of slavery experience significantly lower rates of violent crime and incarceration, both in absolute terms and relative to whites. The Biden administration, says Jason Riley, would much rather discuss white criminal behavior in Tulsa 100 years ago than black criminal behavior in Chicago this weekend, or in Baltimore or St. Louis today. Likewise, in his Selma address, Mr. Obama invoked high-profile police shootings, unfair sentencing, and voter suppression, giving the impression that little had changed in the past 50 years, his own election and re-election notwithstanding. Liberals focus on the history of black suffering rather than success, because it helps Democrats get elected and activists raise money. What's less clear is how any of this helps the black underclass improve the situation. It's powerful and it's necessary. And the idea that black people, after, I mean, 150 years since emancipation, that black people are helpless, that is given the lie by that video of the father and his daughter, and by the reality of black success that we see all around us, and that doesn't depend on Joe Biden or some government initiative. Meanwhile, there's also success and then some medium success in Hollyweird when they take on serious subject. Very serious subject is a propagandist for the Nazis who was put on trial in America, true story, in the late 1940s. Listen to the review.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
After World War II, an American singer and actress who made propaganda broadcasts for the Nazis is accused of treason, so she turns to crusty defense attorney Al Pacino in American Traitor, The Trial of Axis Sally. Now playing in theaters across the country.
You are right now, at this very moment, the most hated person in America.
Based on a fascinating true story, the best part of American Traitor is the lead performance by Meadow Williams, a little-known but charismatic actress who makes the real Axis Sally look far more sympathetic than she actually deserved. Pacino's character, on the other hand, is poorly scripted and shamefully overacted. It's rated R for language and some brutal sex scenes, including rape. And the whole movie suffers from an intrusive, incompetent musical score. Two stars for American Traitor, The Trial Trial of Axis Sally. It's not a good film, but the material is deeply intriguing. Okay, and the material does include Al Pacino trying to impersonate a real American attorney, James Laughlin, who took up the case of Axis Sally, who actually was facing the death penalty for treason. Speaking of treason and the Axis, we're going to do a public service announcement tomorrow. And the public service announcement is, never dress up as Hitler for a school project. There's a fifth period, end of story. There's a fifth grader in New Jersey who was asked to do a first person project in the person of some historical figure. He chose Hitler, who he greatly admires, and made a presentation to the class dressed up as Adolf Hitler about all the glorious things he'd accomplished. There is a full investigation going on. Also deserving investigation is the case of a gentleman in New York City who is one of our sainted homeless individuals. Yeah, that's right. He was arrested 8 times last year, 8 times in a year for assault, including one of those assaults on an elderly Asian woman. Now he's charged with a hate crime. We will get to that story. And we'll also be talking about the return of Donald Trump. There's a lot of speculation. Will Trump run for president again in 2024? Will he take an active role in Republican politics? Jonathan Allen of NBC says, hey, that question's already answered. Just take a look at Trump's schedule, and it will tell you what's going on. What is going on? We'll be speaking to Jonathan Allen of NBC. We will also talk about some of the GOP's determination to try to influence curricula so that American students aren't taught to hate their own country. It seems to me a wise and worthwhile goal. So how is that working out? We'll give you the latest in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.